Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. American, all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 30th of October, Anno Domini 2010, and you, oh, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And at 4 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, stuff you can use, things to choose, nothing to lose.
That's true.
And we are here at the Frontier Retail Center at Frontier Commons. It's a lovely little place. We have some folks who
already
come down
come
to
down
join
to see
us,
it,
which is very exciting. Hang on, because we've got
a lot of stuff down here. Frontier is providing stuff. Frontier has provided some goodies for us down here for
great
anybody
cookies
who is coming in, and we have goodies. A lot of things happening. So if folks are in the area and they want to meet Nick and Dave and
Steve's on his way.
Steve's on his way. I was kind of, you know, stalling.
Steve's
there.
One
well,
step ahead of the law somewhere
yeah,
in the Midwest.
See, folks got to know this. Over 22 years of us doing this show, it's customary for Steve to be late. I mean, it's just always the way he always was. And God love him, he'll never change.
He's a busy guy, and he's got other things to do.
Well, Frontier, as Nick said, is located in Frontier Commons. And what road is this out here?
Jefferson.
Jefferson.
How long have you lived here?
I've lived here quite a while. Jefferson Road.
Jeez,
in Henrietta. And look for Laurel Ann, who will be standing out front waving people in.
Oh,
and
cool
greeting people.
Ooh,
look at all the goodies.
Nice. We have USB.
Ooh.
I
love tchotchkes.
I love tchotchkes. I do.
Yep.
I do.
Like,
I
seriously.
Hold on, I just put my mic down because I have to put them. I can't put these
stuff
on. I'm wearing a headset.
You could, but then you'd start walking away.
The ear muffs, headband thing.
Well, Nick, one thing I want to mention, too, is we are still in the midst of our Fall 2010 membership campaign. Here's the thing. We are less than $5,000 away from reaching
here.
Our pizza's here. Laurel Ann, how nice.
We are
less than $5,000 away from reaching our goal of $50,000. Want to thank everybody personally, because I haven't, you know, gone on the air with you guys a couple weeks. Want to thank everybody personally who's pledged so far during Soundbites and during all of our other great programming. And we appreciate those people. Those are the folks that have kept Soundbites going and on the air and alive and well. And it's not too late to pledge. If you call in and pledge your support during Soundbites, actually, Nick, what was funny is we have a lot of people who are very adamant about making sure you get credit.
That's what I like
for
to hear.
The pledges.
Yes.
The internet pledges that come through, and I'll get them to my phone, so I'll see if anybody pledges online, say, please make sure Soundbites gets credit, not Polka. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, we've been asking folks, you know, over the past couple, 2 weeks now, you know, to take the time and make sure they request the yellow form, unlike the polka dot one.
The white form.
Yeah, the polka dot one.
Yep.
Because, you know, you know, you were gracious enough, and this is what we've been telling the folks for the past 2 weeks, is you were gracious enough to bring us on back to Jazz 90.1. We're coming with a full two-hour show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the breaks are minimal. I mean, usually I'm always, because this seems odd, too, not running the board today, but usually I'm always dragging extra spots over just to get it a little bit longer,
mm-hmm,
so we have a time to take a sip of coffee or something. You don't give us much.
Well, you know, as we've mentioned, you know, for weeks now, Jazz 90.1 is member supported. The only way the lights stay on and the equipment keeps going is through pledges and donations from our members. And just like with Soundbites, all of our other shows, people are very dedicated, and they say, you know what, I appreciate this programming. I want it to stay right here. So, again, we thank everybody. If you've not yet become a member of Jazz 90.1 during Soundbites or any of the other programs, please feel free to give us a call and pledge your support. Jack Mindy was kind enough to come in today, and he's in the studio pushing the buttons and answering phones and taking your pledges of support. Nick, what are the phone numbers?
966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. If you're outside the 585 area code, 1-800-790-0415. Of course, You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And we really want to thank all those of you who pledged. You know, we've got a lot of members of the Soundbites family who listen every week, but it's great to have you pledging to become a real member of the family. It's what keeps us on the air. It's what keeps this station on the air. We don't get national government support. We don't get local government support. We don't get state support. We don't get city support. We don't get town support. We don't get school district support. We don't get anything except what comes in from our members. And if you really want to keep the lights on, if you really like the fact that Soundbites has found a great new home, then you have to vote, and you vote with your dollars like you vote with your check mark next Tuesday. So,
well, there's a lot of people too, a lot of business support, you know, organizations such as Frontier that come forward and support Jazz 90.1, and you know, community support is very important to, as I said, Frontier, and making sure that you know, they realize the importance as well of community radio. I mean, think about it. You know, you turn on the radio now, and you got to listen to the same stuff to the right side of the dial. On the left side of the dial, it is community support. When I tell people, we're live 18 hours every day, in some cases 24, they're like, really?
Yeah. Well, and some, one of the few stations that still offers, we just had a live concert.
Mm-hmm. We had.
I mean, that's live, not pre-recorded or anything else, folks. It's literally coming live, and they're scheduled throughout, how far on into April?
Through May. Yep, May. We got one coming up this week. So we want to remind folks that if you want to pledge your support, you can come and do it in person and meet Nick and Dave and Steve when he gets here. And and you can also give us a call at 966-5299.
Well, the other thing, though, we got to remind folks, we keep telling them to, call in and pledge and that. But some of the other benefits, I mean, one, yes, you get the membership card. Along with that membership card, if you go to various, people that support Jazz 90.1, like Enright PC, Enright and Deary PC, I should say now, we give additional discounts.
It's going to take you years to get that right.
Yeah, I know. It is. Too
Luckily,
long.
Luckily, Dan is a very patient man.
Oh, yes. He's there, and Sam and them are already ahead of me. But, you're going to get additional discounts there, along with your donation is also tax deductible. It's a win-win situation all the way around. You're going to be able to take that membership card, like I say, and get some great discounts there, depending on what level. And again, there is no wrong level, whether it's a dollar or up to $1,000 or whatever. We don't care. Just become part of the family.
Well, one thing we want to mention, too, for anybody stopping down today to Frontier to meet the guys and check out Soundbites being broadcast live, any pledges of support that we take here in person today, we're going to give an extra added bonus gift. We'll tell you more about that as well. And actually, anybody who pledges over the phone today as well to 966-5299, we're going to throw in an extra Soundbites bonus gift as well.
Cool. And we really appreciate it. It's been great to see the outpouring of support we've gotten. Of course, the polka guys are still ahead of us.
Yeah.
And we're blaming all those of you who are listening. Because they are ahead of us, and at least we don't have to endure their jeers.
Yeah, that was kind of nice this week.
Yeah.
Not having to do that.
Yeah. Exactly.
If they're smirking and, heads are getting so big they can hardly fit out the door, we had to help them.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it is too bad we don't have the camera today.
Oh. It is too bad. I wear my sunglasses at night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, clearly.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so, Nick, where are we again today? I forgot.
We are at Frontier, at the Frontier Retail Center right here in Frontier Commons off Jefferson Road. It's great. The place is all spiffed up. Stephanie did a magnificent job. Clearly built it with her own two hands. There's no question about that. It's all Halloween-y, and there's cookies, and there's pizza. She brought pizza. There's all kinds of good stuff. And we're right here in Frontier Commons on Jefferson Road. We have some of our loyal longtime listeners and now watchers here with us today. Just walk in.
Well, one thing I want to mention too, we don't want people to be afraid to come down thinking we're going to just hit them up for money the entire time. That's not how we roll. We'll just hit them up before they come in, while they're here, and after they leave.
Yeah, but
not the entire time.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding.
Because there's not enough of us to hit them all constantly.
Right.
We got to spread it around.
No, that's not what it's all about today. It's all about coming down, meeting the guys, seeing the live broadcast, hanging out here at Frontier in Henrietta, Jefferson Road, Frontier Commons.
It's great. The stuff that they have here is terrific. And while you're here, check out the other stuff they've got on the wall: Dish Network, High Speed Internet, Digital Phone. They're posters.
A lot of great deals.
You can look at them. And Jack will be here right up till 2 o'clock. So if you're not here now, you've got plenty of time. You got plenty of time. I don't know why you're not here. All you people driving around Henrietta listening to the show on your car radios, what are you thinking? Get here now.
One other thing that we should mention, though, is not only with this remote, but we're going to be doing another remote November, what is it, the 13th at the Memorial Art Gallery. So, you know, we're giving you folks...
Please allow me to do a shameless plug about November 13th, may I?
Please.
Okay. Well, if you insist.
All right, well, here's the deal.
You think he runs the place, you know?
I know, right? And sometimes I wonder. The real boss is sitting on the cushy leather couch.
Yes, she is. She's cuter, too.
Anyway, November 13th...
That's not saying much, but although you are very cute, it's still not saying much when you're comparing yourself to Rob. Sorry, Rob, go ahead. You wanted to talk about November 13th?
Go ahead. We don't want to interrupt you. You know, if you really want to talk, we could let you.
Because
but we're not
on the
sure.
mic before, and we don't mind if you talk, so go ahead.
And then he usually, when he comes in there, too, he's always adjusting the mic up high. And then when I come back to get on the mic, bam, it's right in the middle of my forehead.
Well, and, that's, and now you've got your own mic in your hand today.
I know, that's
pretty good.
His own
mic in his hand today, so it's really not a problem for him.
Maybe we should let him talk?
Serious? Why?
I don't know. You know, I mean, it is, oh, our show.
We apologize ahead of time to Stephanie and Frontier here at Henrietta. No, one thing we want to mention to folks, seriously, coming up on Saturday, November 13th, 2 weeks from today, Jazz 90.1 is putting on a brand new event. We're very excited about it. It's our first ever holiday show and sale. It's happening at the Memorial Art Gallery from 1 to 5. Now, what's going to happen is we will also be broadcasting live with sound bites from the Memorial Art Gallery that day. And any sound bites listeners who want to come down to see the show and kind of get an early glimpse of the craft sale,
mm-hmm.
can't buy anything, but they'll get like a sneak peek of what's being offered.
Ooh, ah.
We will allow early admittance to those folks beginning at 12 o'clock.
So they'll basically be there. Pre-gaming the sale.
Ooh, the sale.
Sure.
Yeah, you've got the keg, right? Yeah, right.
I'm ready.
Anyway, so again, the most important thing about this event, all proceeds do benefit Jazz 90.1. We have wonderful vendors lined up with some really cool stuff. If people want to check out some of the vendors we're going to have, they can go to the website, jazz901.org, and click on the link for the holiday show and sale, and they can also buy tickets. They're only $5 a piece, and all proceeds, benefit Jazz 90.1, November 13th, 2 weeks from today.
Cool.
How would you not want to do that?
No, it's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun.
You guys made the remark to me a couple of years ago, we never get to go out on the road.
That's
well,
right.
Here it is.
Yeah. And here we're here today.
We're loving
we'll
it.
There, and what's nice is that we now get to meet our actual fans, who can actually come out and say hi. And,
both of them.
Both of them. And
yeah.
have some pizza and some cookies.
Oh, there's
and,
three now. I'm sorry.
Some coffee. So we're all good. So it's a nice thing. We're going to probably it would not be a bad idea for us to actually take some form of computer question.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But we'll start with Wesley from Cowlesville, New York.
Where's Cowlesville?
I have no idea. Normally, Steve looks these things up.
It's near the corner, walk and don't walk.
Oh, I've been
you know
there.
What I'm saying? Yeah, it's a good place.
It's a nice place.
Mm-hmm.
A dialogue, but he's using AVG Link Scanner, the free edition 2011. A dialogue box appears saying there's a problem with my antivirus and I may not be protected. I installed Link Scanner 2011 free edition and it only has two components displayed, AVG Link Scanner. An update manager. Previously, AVG had several components. Am I protected against viruses with a link scanner? The answer to that is no, you're not. AVG Link Scanner scans the links on your pages. And it is a separate product from AVG antivirus. And so you have to have both running. If you have somehow uninstalled one in order to install the other, then yes, it's correct. You're not actually protected, Wesley. So make sure that both are running. You should be able to run both simultaneously, but it may be that you uninstalled one when you installed the other, thinking it superseded it.
And we've been running, at least in our shop, we've been running some issues, though, with the newer version of 2011 AVG. It's just giving erroneous errors. Some folks are having the problem of not being able to install it. So if you're running into that situation, what you can do, and again, this should already be on your machine, is if you have already installed Revo. Revo Uninstaller is a great utility to have on there, and let me explain a little bit why. Revo does a lot better job of cleaning out stuff on your hard drive that Windows doesn't. Because when you use the Windows Uninstaller program, all it does is literally turn off a bit, and the registry still stays with all this bloatware in it. What I call bloatware. Whereas if you use a Revo uninstaller, it will go into the registry and remove all the incidences of that particular program. And especially if you've installed it and uninstalled it, oh, say, 4 or 5 times, that can get the registry pretty big. Revo will go in and uninstall it. So what we're saying is install the Revo, uninstall AVG if you are having issues and it just won't install for you. Like I said, we've had numerous folks have issues with getting AVG, the new 2011 version, to go. We send them on over to Avast. And I'm using Avast. You've used it too, right?
I love Avast, yeah.
And it is really a good product. Now, the other one that I've got to say, and I didn't think I'd say this for quite a while.
We're handing out stuff to people.
Tchotchkes.
We're giving tchotchkes away to the people who are here. That's amazing.
We've got really cool Frontier tchotchkes. You know what I'm saying? And we have cool Jazz 90.1 stuff we're going to be giving away, too. You see what I'm saying? He knows how to do it. It's a Jazz 90.1 meets Frontier headband. I like it. It's a new look.
It's nice.
Lots of stuff to give away. Now, the key is I don't want to bring any of it back to the station. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So there you go.
All right. Well, that music tells me that we're going to have to take a quick break. So we will be back in a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, the hordes of our fans who are here, and Stephanie, of course. Yeah, right here for a whole lot more Soundbites at Frontier on Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
That's our cue, Nick.
Our cue. Is that us? Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Rob Linton.
And at 23 minutes after the hour, we're having so much fun here that we didn't even know to come back.
Dave, you went over a listener, somebody, sent us pizza.
We'd really like to thank whoever it was.
I don't know, but this is great.
Thank you very much.
It's
Dave
delicious.
Dave proceeded to get the pizza all over these very expensive microphones.
Yeah. Ahem. But that's all right. Whoever sent the pizza, God bless you. Thank you very much. We have some of our friends down here with us today. We're at the Frontier Retail Center in Frontier Commons. Is that the correct term, Frontier?
How do you like that?
Whoa. Thank you.
Sure. You got it right.
Hey, Nick, I want to mention something, too. We're not taking any calls today for questions. If folks want to ask questions, computer questions,
right,
this would be the place to do it.
They have to be here to ask the questions.
That's right. And where are we again?
Why, we're at the Frontier Retail Center at Frontier Commons on Jefferson Road. You know, the, what's it, the, yay, woo! And the crowd goes wild. We're in between probably, what, the post office over here and...
Wait, I see a Steve Ray spotting.
That's my cue.
And whatever the hotel is now, used to be the Holodome.
Well,
it's
right behind Tully's.
Yeah, it's the Double Tree. What?
Right behind Tully's.
Right behind Tully's, if you grok Bill Gray's, across from Bill Gray's, behind Tully's, Frontier Commons. You know Frontier Commons.
It's right near the expressway.
And there's a Frontier Retail Center, and there's the Frontier Call Center as well. Are here. We're not in the call center. Believe me, they don't want us on the phones.
They want
us answering the phones. We're getting on the phones.
What do you mean?
You? No, yes, sir. Yeah, as we do to you every week on the air. So we're not answering anybody's phone calls this week. We just have and people who are here.
They're looking. What's going on here?
They're just here for Frontier, and they're a little confused as to what's going on here. We're just doing our radio show. But please, have some pizza, have a cookie, have some coffee. This is Frontier. You don't just get service, you get a party.
All right.
Expect this every week. So, yeah, we're at the Frontier Commons. We're having a great time. And if you want to pledge while you're here, you're certainly welcome to do that. We're taking your pledges. As we keep saying, We truly, and to be very serious about this, we very truly appreciate all those who are pledging because it means so much to us to be on this station, and we're delighted that it means so much to you as well. We have, there are lots of levels of membership, starting at $35 and going all the way up, but The reality is that you can pledge at any amount. If you only have $5 to give, $25 to give, $25,000 to give, we'll take that pledge at whatever level you can afford to give. You can make your very own personal level. Here's this lady waving money. That happens to me so often, women waving money at me, that I'm, but I suppose this time it's actually for membership. God love you. I'm not dressed to take money from women today. I'm wearing, you know, never mind. It's a whole other story. We won't go there now. But we do want you to go there. We're at Frontier Commons. We're at, in the Frontier Retail Center at Frontier Commons on Jefferson Road. We're having a great time. Steve is trying hard to distract me as he desperately attempts to start up, but I'm not going to let him. I'm just going to keep
talking.
We're
sort of switching him around because his cord, he pulled out the cord. There's no way making it to the other end of the table, so.
Yeah.
I didn't bring my long cord with me.
Yeah, but we're having fun down here, and there's giveaways and prizes and all kinds of things. But going back to the membership levels, there are membership levels, and if you pledge at one of those, you get some terrific prizes, including the $365 level where you get the internet radio from Grace, which is a truly nifty toy. I got to tell you, I'm very impressed by it. It's truly nifty. $65, that's an awful lot of money. Well, we have the it's not called the layaway plan.
No, it's not called the layaway plan.
Thank you.
It's called the installment plan.
The installment plan. Thank you very much.
Yeah, one thing we want to mention, a lot of people take advantage of that. It's a great deal because a lot of people can't necessarily afford to swing like a $120 pledge at once.
Right.
So you can split it up into whatever increments. We can do every 2 weeks. You can do every month. But we're willing to work with you, you know, no matter what you need. Every dollar helps. It really
and,
does.
Yeah, and that means that, and it's only a buck a day. It's only a buck a day. If you spent only a buck a day on coffee, you'd be an irritable, miserable son of a pup. But if you spend...
Coffee costs you more than that.
If you spent a buck a day on radio, you would be a happy little camper. You'd be able to listen to the station without any guilt whatsoever. This is guilt-free radio for those of you who've become members. Guilt-free radio. And we're on once a week, plus we're available through the podcasts, and we would love to have you folks become members of the family, and all you have to do is call the station, and you will, Jack will be happy to take your pledge. The numbers are 585-966-5299, toll free at 1-800-790-0415, or of course you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
You know, and again, you know, we've, constantly telling folks, you know, if it wasn't for Rob and the station, you wouldn't have Sound Bites anymore. And we've been doing this now for 22 years, every week coming to you with computer advice. And we've literally saved folks hundreds of dollars. You know, every week, you know, you can come pick up the phone, calls. We're always there. And, you know, you're getting your questions answered. So how much is that really worth you versus having to maybe pick it up and go bring it into the shop and do the repair? You've heard folks constantly say, you know what, listen to your show, called in, you helped me with one thing, and you know what, it worked.
Yep.
And, you know, it's like, well, great. If we've really helped you and you're not a member, or if you are a member and haven't renewed your membership, please pick up the phone and keep Jack kind of busy.
And the numbers again, 585-966-5299. Outside the 585 area code, call us toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And I'm looking at you, Philippines. I know there are a lot of people who listen to this show on the podcast. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people listen to the podcast every week. And we've got people who aren't in America, who aren't in North America, who aren't on the Western Hemisphere, who listen to this show. You too can join. All you have to do is if it's, you know, any day of the week, actually, you can call 1-800-790-0415 and give us your pledge on the toll-free number. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online 24/7 at member-supported and on jazz901.org. All you have to do is on the form say that it's for Sound Bites, and we will get the credit. So
It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter when, what time it is. You're all computer geeks to begin with, or you wouldn't be listening to this show. So lovely, you look lovely. One of the crack support staff has now become the cracked support staff. He's wearing the purple witch's hat now, which is it's lovely. It looks good on you. Get a good picture of him because we need that. There you go. There you go. Pride or no pride? I don't know which that is. But we're here for you every week, and we really appreciate those of you who have joined the party and who have become part of the family. It isn't difficult. It takes less than 2 minutes if you call. If you want to do it here, we are at the Frontier Retail Center in the mm-hmm. Frontier Commons on Jefferson Road, woo! Right here in woo. And the crowd still goes wild.
Yeah, and we still got plenty of pizza.
We don't even have an applause sign, and they know their cues. It's great. And we're having way too much fun here. There's plenty of giveaways. So if you're not here now, you still have a chance to get in on those giveaways.
We have breaking news.
Wait, something broke.
No.
Oh.
Here's the deal. Any pledges today during Soundbites, today only, will be matched dollar for dollar by Frontier.
God
up to
bless.
$500.
God bless the
dollar
folks
for
at
dollar
Frontier.
Match
Let's hear
by
it for Frontier.
Frontier,
ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
that's wonderful.
Any pledge will be matched dollar for dollar until 2 o'clock today. So if you've not yet called in to become a member or renewed your membership, Frontier's
matching. Or upgrade your membership
or upgrade whatever. Frontier's matching dollar for dollar
so
up
right
to $500.
So right now, if you pledge at the $35 level, that's worth $70.
You got it.
If you only have $10, it's worth $20 to us. If you only have $5, it's worth $10.
Yep.
If you're pledging at that $365 level, it's worth a lot.
All right, can't go much higher on the math on that.
No, I didn't. You know I didn't go mean? There.
Yeah. No, seriously, if anybody's not yet called in and pledged, now's the time to do it. Frontier has graciously offered that
for bucks there.
Dollar
Look
for
her.
Dollar pledge, and we appreciate their support very much.
We could almost beat
God
the polka dots.
And we also want to mention that folks can still call in and pledge their support over the phone at 966-JAZZ, 966-5299. They can pledge online, because we'll get that here.
Yep.
Or they can stop down to Frontier in Henrietta and,
pledge
their support in person.
Live and we will thank them profusely in
Absolutely.
Person.
Absolutely.
And they get the tchotchkes if
That's
they pledge.
Right.
One of the other tchotchkes that we haven't been promoting too much is our window sticker.
We have the window sticker. You put it in your car. You put it on your boat. You stick it on that window in your skull. And you'll proudly show that you are a member. Of Jazz 90.1
yeah,
and a fan
to,
of sound bites.
Folks don't have to worry about it. You know, because some folks are particular, don't want it on their bumper. That's fine. That's why we went with a window decal.
Right. You can stick it in that rear side, the driver's side rear window there.
Showing
it's
their
not
support
in your way.
For sound bites. And, you know, what better way? And
here they are. Come and get them. They're right here for you to put
and
in your car.
Other great tchotchkes that Frontier is giving away down here. Along
God bless
with,
the folks at Frontier.
Yeah, I mean, so much stuff going
not
on.
Not only do they have great services in general, but they've also graciously invited us into their retail center to have 2 hours of madness and mayhem right in their store. I'm sure they had no idea what they were actually in for, but it was very, very sweet of them to do that. And whoever it is who sent us the pizza, God bless you and thank you. I don't know who it was, but we're very, very pleased at that. I'm sure Jim Tay earlier said,
yeah.
I think Steve went to Frontier Field by mistake. But he's here now. He found his way to Frontier's Retail Center in Frontier Commons on Jefferson Road and has joined us here in the party, just like you can. I don't see why not. And don't forget that dollar for dollar match right up until 2 o'clock. Every penny you give us, up to $500, will be matched dollar for dollar by the folks at Frontier. God bless them for that. And I think it's time for us to bleed them dry. So make that call. The phone number, as I'm sure you all know already, is 585-966-5299. That's 966-JAZZ. Or toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, securely online at jazz901.org. Let's show Frontier what kind of spirit we have as Soundbites fans and pull their money away from them. and give it to the station where it will do so much good for us all. So we would really appreciate it if you would make that call, please.
Yeah, because they're helping us get that much faster and to the goal. I mean, they're just about there. And, you know, if you folks can, one, pick up the phone, and right now it's giving us an advantage that we might be able to actually beat the polka dots.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would really be sweet. I mean, here's where we're coming from, folks. See, Rob asked us just a little over a year ago to come to Jazz 90.1. We graciously said yes. And with that, you know, all our great listeners come and show their support. And the past other two drives, we have come so close beating the polka dots. I mean, we could almost taste it. Well, here's your chance because, you only have to do half the work because Frontier is going to match whatever you put up. So you're actually getting double the amount of money, and it could literally put us past the polka dots so we could walk in there instead of them just turning around, smiling at us all the time and saying, see if you guys can meet this.
Well, exactly. And the only way we can do that is if you call in your pledge. And now is the time to do it, since Frontier, in a moment of insanity, has promised to match dollar for dollar up to $500 every dollar we bring in. So right now, if you call in right now, or pledge online right now, or pledge live right here in the Frontier Retail Center in Frontier Commons on Jefferson Road, your dollars will be doubled. Your money will go twice as far. I don't even know where else you get that deal anymore. You don't. Your money goes twice as far. You don't get that anywhere else, God knows, anymore. So this is your chance to say, I got $20 worth of value for $10. I got $100 worth of value for $50. I got $700 and change for $365. You don't get that anymore. So here's your chance to double your dollars. Give us a call right now, 966-5299. That's 966-JAZZ. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And your money will go twice as far. They're coming in the door in droves now, and so we're delighted to see our fans actually coming down to join us live here at Frontier Retail Center, Frontier Commons on Jefferson Road.
Yeah.
Somebody ought to say something else here. You wanna wake up, say something. You haven't even spoken yet.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard to get a word in edgewise with
now,
you guys.
Well, here's your chance, because I'm going to have a piece of this delicious free pizza.
All right. Now I don't know what to say.
Well, again, just to go on, you know, I'll sort of jump in here, Steve, for you for a second. To give folks, you know, with doubling the pledge, we got to remind you also that your donation is tax deductible. Can't say that enough. With nowadays not being able to take much off your taxes, it is one of the few things, and you're helping keep one of very few jazz stations up and running. Because, see, if you folks don't pick up the phones and pledge, you're just going to get dead air.
We have yet another challenge. Stephanie, who is the lady who is so gracious, she's a Frontier employee, at least for today until her boss is here, what she's done to this place, has graciously offered anybody who comes down with a big pledge, and we're not going to tell you we'll figure out what a big pledge is. She has promised to polka with me. And this was your chance to see me dance. I don't dance, don't ask me. But I'll dance with Stephanie for a big pledge, and we will shoot it and put it up on the website, Stephanie and I dancing. So it's got to be a big pledge, and you have to decide what a big pledge is. And don't forget, it's not only a big pledge, but it's an incredibly big pledge because Frontier has graciously said they will match us dollar for dollar up to $500, and so your dollars go twice as far. And if you want to see me polka, if you want to see Stephanie, which is worth it, no question.
Yes, definitely.
On the video. But if you also want to see me polka, which is not necessarily worth it, but good for a laugh, then you need to make that pledge. And it's got to be a large pledge. If you pledge online or at the station or at the phone via phone, Rob will find out. If you come down here and pledge live, then we'll know it right away, and either Stephanie or I will also polka with you. That's your choice. Pledger's choice as to who polkas with you. But we're going to take a quick break now. Back in just a couple of minutes, Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco. We've got Stephanie, Rob Linton, a whole bunch of people on Jazz 90.1.
I'm Steve Ray.
Dave Enright has gone out to his truck either to take a nap, I'm not sure quite what, or to let
people
know
this
is where. Oh, he's grabbing the camera. All right. I see what he did. So we're going to, for at least half the show, we'll have the camera up. We're here at the Frontier Retail Center in Frontier Commons on Jefferson Road. Stephanie has it was not very bright of her, but she opened up her retail facility here to us. And well, I'm honest, if nothing else. Go ahead, get on the mic. Go ahead, yell at me. This is Stephanie.
I think it's very nice for you to say I wasn't brilliant with this idea.
No, the execution was brilliant. The fact that you actually let us into the store was probably not the smartest career move you've ever made. But thank you.
Well, don't tell my boss. She thinks this is good.
Oh, does she? Okay.
Yeah.
This was a brilliant idea, Stephanie.
Thank
this
you
was
so
possibly
much.
In a career of brilliant ideas, this was the most brilliant.
Good. I am glad we agree on something.
So come on down. We're here having fun at the party. We've got pizza, whoever it was, the mystery individual who sent us the pizza. Thank you so much. We've got all kinds of giveaways, tchotchkes and stuff. And Frontier is in the middle of a dollar-for-dollar match. We've got, if you pledge now, your money goes twice as far. And in this economy, that doesn't happen very often. But here's your chance to say, you know what, my money went twice as far on Saturday. Just give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or toll-free 1-800-790-0415, and Jack Mindy will be glad to take your pledge. Or, of course, you can always pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And we're delighted. The crowd just keeps growing here. Eventually, we'll have to bust out of the walls and go somewhere else. And we're giving stuff away like mad, and we're delighted to be doing this. We should probably also at some point take another question. Anybody have a question locally? Linda from Greece.
My question is... here. I hate talking about my phone.
That's all right. It's just like talking on the phone. Okay. We still hear it. It's all right.
I've got Facebook, and I haven't got the faintest idea how to set it up. I've tried to set it up, and I've tried to get my friend on, you know, the friend pages, like different things.
Yep,
like,
yep,
like
yep.
The Biggest Loser. I set it up, and then I go the next time to look it up. It's not there.
It's very hard to set Facebook up properly. One of the things that you have to worry about, of course, is privacy and security. But luckily, and we wouldn't do this every week, but we're right here. At the Frontier Retail Center, they have Wi-Fi, they have computers. We'll help you get set up right here. Not on the air, because that will take too long for us to be doing that on the air. But we'll do that for you and help you get set up. But when you are set up on Facebook, you have to be very, very careful, because there are a lot of things going on right now. Steve was going to tell us about Fire Sheep.
As we're setting up the camera now, thank you. Fire Sheep was a code project that came out a couple of weeks ago, was it? I got to get back to my page here. It was shown at a TorCon security convention, and basically what we've been saying for years is that if you go into an open Wi-Fi hotspot, you know, a coffee shop, you know, bookstore, anything like that, anyone else on that open Wi-Fi network can see everything you're doing on your computer. Up until now, it's been rather technical and rather tricky, and you had to have some programming experience, and you had to know what you were doing. This guy released a plugin for Firefox called Fire Sheep, and what it does is it makes it really, really, really easy for anyone on any open Wi-Fi network to capture any data coming through the network. And so what people have been doing is going into coffee shops and whatnots and just capturing data. And it seems to be that Facebook is the most common thing that people do with these open Wi-Fi hotspots. And Facebook is not a secure website, you know, like your bank would be a secure website, so that you log into Facebook and anyone else in that Wi-Fi hotspot can see your username and password. Quite often, the login page is secured, but then subsequent communication with that web server is not secured. So you think you're logging in securely, you are, but then nothing else is secure after that.
Right. And the way you tell is you look up at the address bar at the top of your screen, and if it says http://, that is unsecured. If it says https://, that S stands for secured.
And there'll also be a little padlock icon in the corner of your window somewhere.
Right.
And so there have been people that are capturing Facebook data and getting Facebook accounts and Twitter accounts and pretty much anything you log into. A lot of email accounts, a lot of email services don't encrypt the email traffic. And there have been several people that have been posting that they're trying to tell these people that what they're doing is bad. And so they capture the Facebook login, then log into that person's account, post on their own board saying, "Hi, you're at a Starbucks open Wi-Fi hotspot, and you know I've just stolen your password because you're not sophisticated enough to know."
The one thing, though, and we've been saying this for a number of weeks, though, is viruses are more or less on the decline. What's really becoming prevalent out there right now is the spyware and Trojans, because if they can steal your identity, or if they can even just steal your email list, they can turn around and resell that. So if they've got a program out there that, you know, say for you out there, each individual, they say get, say, 50 email addresses times millions of people. That's millions of people. They turn around, compile that up, and then they turn around and sell that to spammers. That is how they make their money. And then they'll turn around and put up those scams that look like, oh, that it came from your bank because they took the time to get all the watermarks and everything else. But again, if you folks aren't looking up at the top to see where you are going, whether it's a secure website or not, you know, you're going to get taken. And the other rule of thumb that I've always told folks, if you're looking at an email and you have to hesitate for 1 second, 1 second, and looking at email whether you should click on it, don't. Delete it. You know, if it's that important, they'll get back to you. Or pick up the phone and call them. Especially if, you know, it's something for your bank and you're not expecting it. Or, you know, the scams from the IRS and all this other stuff, and oh, you've won tons of money and that. I had one scam going on with me, and it's going around to small businesses, computer repair shops. And what it was literally this guy from down in Florida was saying, oh, tell you what, I wanted to send you up 6 laptops, and I'm going to have you reformat them and that, and how much you would charge me. So, no problem. I, you know, just sent him a quote. He says, all right, I'll be getting back to you. Of course, all my information, you know, as far as where the shop is and everything else is on my webpage. So there's no big secret there.
And your first question is, well, why don't you find a local vendor? But, okay. It's the internet, sure.
See, like I always say, I was born at night, just not last night. And the thing of it is I thought, oh, I'm going to have some fun with this guy. So we did. So I had him go ahead and send the information in that. And I get this registered envelope. And it has 6 $500 traveler checks in it. You look at them, and boy, they are getting better at copying these suckers. There was only one slight issue. The holograms on them, they still need to do some work on those. But, you know, for the average person, you think, dang, I got 6 $500 traveler checks. And, you know, my bill was only going to be this much. He wanted me to cash him and then forward the money on down to his person that was going to, ship these laptops up to me. Uh-huh. Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we were playing back and forth with him. And, you know, should do this. Well, you know, this is the way we do it. And I says, well, I'll tell you what. The bank didn't quite like the looks of these traveler checks. They're kind of questioning them. Could you send, say, a money order? He disappeared.
Well, they're faking money orders, too. That's the dangerous thing.
Well, evidently, he didn't go that far. And I says, oh, don't worry. We're just handing this on over to the FBI because this is interstate commerce. And all of a sudden, he disappeared. Wasn't answering me anymore. I don't know why.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, here I had all his money in those traveler checks. You know, I had $3,000 worth of money orders.
Of bogus traveler's checks, yeah.
But like I say, they looked, to the average person, probably you'd sit there and say, yeah, I got all these checks. How am I going to lose?
Yeah, these kind of scams have been around for, you know, hundreds of years and just evolving as the Internet makes it easier and easier.
Well, there's another one out there right now, another scam that's going around, and I think it's called ThinkPoint. And basically what it is if you go to certain websites, your machine will literally be taken over by this bogus program that they want you to turn around and spend anywhere. Again, from I've seen from $29.99 up to $49.95. Yeah, $49.95, any range in between there, to get this program to get all this stuff off your machine because you've been hacked.
So what you're saying is instead of getting trapped by this thing, you could give us $50, and you end up with...
Boy, you led right into that segue.
You end up with a whole lot more.
Have you
good
been doing this
going
long?
On. I have been doing this possibly too long. Don't forget, we're here at the Frontier Retail Center at Frontier Commons, and right now we have, on Jefferson Road, and we have a dollar-for-dollar match.
The
great folks at Frontier.
Big chance for us.
So if you pledge now, either via phone or online, or right here in person with us, your money gets doubled. It's that simple. Your money gets doubled. We get twice as much money, and you get the satisfaction of saying, in this economy, you've doubled your money. And it's a great thing. And if you come down here to do it, of course, you get tchotchkes and all kinds of fun stuff. But wherever you do it, we would be delighted to have you become the newest member of the family of Jazz 90.1 and, of course, Soundbite. So please think hard. Give us your dollars and we'll double them for you immediately thanks to this generous offer from the folks at Frontier. And we are sitting here at Frontier Retail Center and Frontier Commons on Jefferson Road.
Come on down, say hello. We got, like you say, our new window decal.
We know where the pizza came from. It came from the doctor. Thanks, Doc.
Oh, sweet.
Thanks, Doc. We appreciate it. The doctor sent us pizza, which was very, very sweet of him.
Why isn't he down here?
I don't know. What the heck, anyway?
I mean, I appreciate the pizza. Don't get me wrong on that, but, you know, share it with us, Doc. You know, partake.
He's sitting on the IRC chat instead of sitting on his butt in here in one of the chairs.
And this is one other thing, though. If you know, for some reason you folks couldn't make it down here, and I don't know why. I mean, what else are you going to do on a Saturday morning? You have another chance. Come November 13th, Rob is going to let us out of the studio.
Again?
Yeah. You know, this is...
I think he just doesn't want us in the studio is really what it comes
to. I didn't do anything to the board.
Yet.
Unlike before, you know, where... things would happen with the phone system, which we won't discuss.
You couldn't run that phone system.
No lie.
Admit it.
It hated me. Until you came into the garage. And longtime listeners will know what we're talking about. That phone system to this day, I think, is still possessed.
It really is.
But, you know, now we're over at Jazz 90.1, and we're loving it. I mean, we're coming to you folks every week for 2 full hours. He lets us tear loose on it. Granted, he jumps and screams once in a while when we try to let him talk, but, you know, we don't let that happen too often. But he lets us have our fun, and we literally do, because we've been hearing folks say this for years. Well, I don't fully understand everything you're talking about. That's good.
But you don't either.
We're making it up as we go. We figure you people are asking the questions. You don't know the answers.
But the thing that is, though, is it's acquired listening. So you folks have to listen to us each week. Yes, we'll talk about some topics maybe some weeks that you won't understand. There's other times that we're going to come to you with information that could solve a problem for you and, save you tons of money.
Well, one thing I just want to interrupt you really quick. Just got a call from Jack Mindy back at the station. He's taken some pledges on the phone. People are calling in, taking advantage of the challenge that
Frontier
has put out.
The dollar-for-dollar match from Frontier.
Absolutely.
God bless
them. We're going to have, after the break, we'll have those names of folks that we'd like to thank. And we want to, first of all, thank everybody who's come down here today and renewed their membership or become a new member, gotten tchotchkes galore down here. Mm-hmm. And we want to mention again, and I know you've done it, but we should repeat it because, you know, it's important. Frontier is matching dollar for dollar all the pledges received during the Soundbites broadcast today till 2 o'clock up to $500.
We will make your money go twice as far. And all you have to do is call in a pledge, and you know how to do that. You know what the numbers are. It's 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And if you pledge between now and 2 o'clock, every single dollar will be doubled, and we will have twice as much money to keep this station in
the air. That's quick math there, Nick.
The new math.
I don't do math. I don't do math.
One of the other things, though, you know, I've offered up to folks, anybody pledging at the $365 level or higher, is, you know, each year you always hear us talk about the Rumball show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you folks pledge at the $365 level or higher, I might be willing to share that recipe.
Uh-oh.
It's not a recipe. That's a disaster area.
Thank you.
It's a disaster waiting to happen. I know it.
We have to carry you out to your car.
Don't plan on eating any if you're going to be driving or walking or doing dang near anything.
Open flames.
Exactly. All right. We are going to take another break, and we will be back in just a couple of minutes with a whole lot more sound bites. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, Stephanie. We got the whole crew down here at the Frontier Retail Center, Frontier Commons on Jefferson Road. You come back and join us with the longest running computer show in the known universe. We are Sound Bites, and we are right here on member supported Jazz 90.1. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 2 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites, and we are at the Frontier Data Center right here at Frontier, the Frontier Retail Center at Frontier Cheese and Crackers. You know, the first hour I was okay. I lost it. I held it together for an hour, and now I'm done.
Hey, you did good.
The Frontier Retail Center at Frontier Commons right here on Jefferson Road. We've got some of our many fans down here already. They're coming in droves and picking up all the free gifts and stuff. There's pizza. The support guys are eating the pizza now, so clearly we need more pizza here to eat the rest of the pizza. And we've got some names of people to thank. Don't forget, we are in the middle of a dollar for dollar matching challenge. The folks at Frontier, God bless them. Are matching up to $500, dollar for dollar, everything we get in. So
we can beat the polka dots.
So we can beat the polka dots, and so that your dollars will go twice as far. And I have some people to thank. I want to thank Edward from Rochester for your generous donation. Thank you so very, very much. Wayne from Holly, thank you. Linda from it doesn't say from where. Gerd from Victor, we know Gerd. Thank you, Gerd, for your very generous donation. Ronald. Ronald wants the Rumball recipe, so we'll have to talk about Ronald. And of course, the lovely Dolores, our friend of the show, Dolores.
Gee, yeah.
She's donated as well. Thank you so very much. We want to thank every one of our members from the bottom of our hearts, but particularly these who have pledged during the dollar for dollar match from Frontier. We're very, very pleased. And very, very grateful for all your donations. And for those of you who were able to pledge today and double your donations, we're delighted. But we'd love to have you in person. We're about to start the raffle giveaways here. Looks like a good chance for those of you who are here. So it's not too late to join in the festivities, and we're going to have some serious fun here.
That's
lots
pretty
of
cool that somebody actually
took stuff.
Me up on the Rumball recipe.
That's excellent.
Be one of the very few.
That's exactly right. This is an exclusive offer.
Yes, it is. I've been doing this for how many years?
Not enough, but many.
The real trick is going to Jamaica to find the rum.
No, I've got that. Believe it or not, I got somebody that's sending me that.
Yeah, you, but we're talking about when you give them the recipe. Remember, if you don't make that's it with true. Real yeah, Jamaican 700-proof rum, you're not making the real recipe.
For an extra pledge, we'll tell you how to get the rum. No.
Yeah, right.
I do have a contact. Yes, I do. I got to admit, I do
You've
have
got a contact in the islands, man.
Yeah. But, no, that it is the Antigua rum that makes the difference. I mean, that stuff, like you said, is, very potent. I don't leave the bag open too often because the fumes and everything else, I don't want to open any light any matches, afraid what might happen. But, yeah, we have got an offer going out to anybody that pledges over $365. I will share that recipe and tell you the secret. Because, yeah, you can get a lot of them out there, but there's like anything else. You know, your grandmother always had a little secret thing that she used to do with it, and just to give it that extra kick, well, that's what I do. And I'm willing to share that with you. But you know what? You got to pick up the phone and become a member. Or renew your membership here at Jazz 90.1 because, you know what? We're this close to getting to the end of this that you won't, after maybe by next week, you won't hear us talking about that we need your money.
Yeah, and it really becomes a public service. If you pledge today, not only do you double your pledge, but also we get off the air from begging that much sooner.
Yeah, we can take more computer questions and, you know, get into other stuff in there. But, you know, we're trying to, you know.
We have a question.
Yeah. Well, we actually had a follow-up to our earlier fire sheep discussion. Yep. You know, the question is, so what can I safely do at an open Wi-Fi hotspot? Nothing.
Nothing is the
correct
answer.
Don't do anything you don't want someone else to be able to see. If, you know, someone looking over your shoulder or someone else sitting at another table across the restaurant. You are a little safer if you're going to an encrypted banking site or an encrypted shopping site. So if it's encrypted at your end, the problem oftentimes with those sites that the page you log in with is not encrypted. So make sure, say you're going to Amazon to buy something, type in the https://www.amazon.com and make sure you start with an encrypted page before you type in your username and password.
Right.
Because they always say it's encrypted as you're logging in, but it's too late. You know, it has to be encrypted before you log in.
Right. All right, and we've had one of our loyal listeners fight his way out of the crowd to the front of the room, and he's going to ask a question for us.
What's your name and your first name?
Thank you.
You know, whatever city you want.
Thank you. Robert. I'm an Outlook Express user, okay? It's being phased out with Windows XP, okay? I've got 15 years of messages stored as in the Outlook Express native file format, the DBX format. It's not imperative that I migrate these to my new mailing program, whatever that's going to be. I haven't decided yet because I haven't migrated to Windows 7. I want to plan this through. Here's the question. Can you suggest a storage strategy to archive my 15 years, my thousands of emails, so that they're readable in 50 years?
Yeah.
Good luck with that one.
No. Right, right.
The formatting, I don't need the pictures.
Right. You can certainly export your emails.
To?
Anything, to text
paper.
Files, that works out.
One by one.
I don't think they do bulk, but you can
also. And then whatever you export them to, you should change every couple of years because we've gone through.
Because the media is going to change.
We've gone through SyQuest disks and Zip disks and all the other magnetic storage and optical
CDs,
storage.
DVDs.
That's changing.
Blu-rays
every few
are coming
years.
Up.
Yep. Right. But one of the things that you can do is on your current machine, install whatever your new. Word processor is going to be, email program is going to be.
And Windows,
most of them
will read Outlook Express. The Windows
right.
Live Live Mail with that they're replacing OE with works, or Mozilla Thunderbird will read your old Outlook database and convert
right.
it into the new database.
When you install it, the first thing it does is it says, do you want us to import everything from Outlook Express? You say yes, and now it's in the new format. And then from that, again, depending on what program you use, you can do exports, or you can just take the whole database and move that directory over to the new machine. So, the exact answer depends on what you pick. But in general, the easiest way to do it is to install that new program on the old machine. let it import all of your mail, and then take that file or directory, or, you know, it depends on how and what program you use, and move that over to the new machine. And there are directions online on how to do that, or when you make your decision, we'll help you.
The one thing I noticed, though, just recently, well, because I'm redoing my machine,
yeah.
Going from the all my old emails, going from Firefox 2.0 to Firefox 3.1. Doesn't like it as much.
Like the old mail?
Yeah, some of my old mail, pulling that in, it's like, went back to 2.0 quickly. And then try to do a convert, you know. Yeah. But like I say, mine kind of, you know, it's like the old cobbler, you know, the shoe bit, you know. Yeah, that's the phone, you better get it. You know, I had things backed up, of course. So never a problem there, but it's just a pain in the butt. Installing everything again. Of course, you know, it always happens. For me, it was Thursday morning. I'm trying to do payroll and the rest of the accounting stuff, which is all new to me this year. And it's like, oh, dang. Luckily, I had a backup for the accounting software. But my machine, we're still in the product process of getting that back up and running. I'm about maybe 50% there. But I've been busy with other real-life things going on.
You had a follow-up?
Yes, please. I've been giving some consideration to Outlook, plain Outlook. And, well, it's readily available. It's widely used. I think it makes a certain amount of sense. And I already use Office, so I have it in stock. The Outlook Express stores each folder as a file, DBX file. If I'm not incorrect on this, Outlook stores all the emails in one giant file, very, very big file. Do you have any? I've always been concerned that if all the emails in one big file, then if it becomes corrupted, you lose everything.
Well, it can, and what the other thing that you're going to run into with Outlook, because I have another client that's using it, and he happens to gets a lot of PDF files in, because they're drawings and everything else. He winds up, you know, typically for him being a construction person, maxes it out. That he's constantly going in there and he's going, this is a pain in the butt. Why do they make it so small? Because the companies know people are lazy. And if you just keep letting them, you know, add stuff, and without doing any maintenance, it's going to become bloatware. You know, it just gets too fat and heavy, slows down your system. So they more or less set a limit on there. And I forget how big the file.
Early Outlook databases were limited to 4 gigabytes because that happens to be the largest single file you can put on a FAT32.
But that's what you're going to run into. Yes, one big file can be dangerous, but periodically, if you go in there and do the maintenance, you know, to back up, say, to a certain point.
One thing you can do is use Gmail. So, for example, on Outlook Express, on Outlook, on Thunderbird, on just about everything, you can add a Gmail account as if it were an IMAP account. You definitely want to do it as IMAP, because in IMAP, it keeps the data on the server. So you can go to any machine and get, you know, you change your machine and still get your mail. So what you do is you create an IMAP account, a Gmail IMAP account. Then you just pull stuff over, like you were moving a folder, you know, from one folder to another folder, right? And it just moves everything over. Now, it's going to take you forever because you've got thousands of folders probably. But you move all those folders over, and now they'll be stored up on you. Now, you only get 7 gigs of disk space. So if that's not enough, I don't know what to tell you. But that'll all now be up in Gmail.
You can go the other way.
And you can go the other way. So when you get your new machine.
What I mean is I can take the emails that are sitting on my computer from before there was Gmail,
right,
and put them up on their server and have them store them,
right, yeah, and then you can either use that as your mail store,
I see.
Right, and then in any mail program you would have you would create a Gmail IMAP account and you'd have access to them that way, or you can bring them back down again. Now again, every local provider of internet access has asymmetrical connectivity, so it's slower to send it up than it is to get it down. So getting it there the first time is going to be you got to be patient. But once it's there forever. And if you actually use that as your new email address, all your mail would be there, and you could get it from whatever program you wanted it to, or via the web, or whatever you wanted to do.
I do use a Gmail account, but I have it set up as POP, and I download the emails onto my local computer so that I can assume responsibility for the integrity of the data, so I can back it up.
Right.
Google can close tomorrow, and I've got my emails.
Right. Right. And in this case, you could do the same thing.
Can I change, or I have to get a new account?
No, you can change it. You can change it at any time. And the nice thing about that is you can still do your backup. So every day or every week, you back up, you pull down, you copy all those new folders to your local hard drive, right?
Yeah.
And now you've got it in two places.
Yeah.
And if you buy a new machine, all you have to do is set up that Gmail account, pull all those folders over again,
yeah.
And now it's there as well. So, yeah, you can. It's great to be able to assume your own responsibility, back up all your own stuff, but it's also nice to also have it somewhere else. So if something happens to your machine, you've still got a copy out at Google. My pleasure. And he got that question answered just by joining us right here. We're at Frontier, the Frontier Retail Center. See that? They're coming in droves. The Frontier Retail Center here in Frontier Commons on Jefferson Road in Rochester, New York, hub of civilization in the Western world. And we have giveaways. We have tchotchkes that we're handing out. All kinds of great stuff. Pizza from the doctor. God bless you, Doc.
How about that challenge?
The folks at Frontier. God love each and every one of them, and Stephanie in particular. She has pledged that the Frontier has pledged dollar for dollar match up to $500. So if you call, your pledge gets doubled.
We don't have a bell.
I
want to thank Jim from Rochester, who's hanging out with us here this afternoon at Frontier. He just pledged his support and became a new member of Jazz 90.1, and we thank Jim very much.
New
and
member of the family.
Pledged
thank
as
you,
well.
Jim.
We've had some other folks that have stopped by and pledged in person. We've had folks pledge on the internet. We've had people calling Jack Mindy, keeping him busy. And,
now, the big challenge that's out there, don't forget, is at the end of the show, Stephanie has said anybody who pledges at the $365 level, she and I will dance a polka.
Well,
so if you want to see that happen, you need to pledge now.
Ray can eat their heart out.
I used to work for Stephanie way back in the day. So
Stephanie,
I'd love to see,
our condolences to you.
I would love to
and
see nothing
still
more.
Say,
no wonder she's crazy
him?
Enough to say she'll dance with
that's
me.
That's right. That's right. I would love to see nothing more than Stephanie do the... For all those times she made me stand out in the cold and hand out bumper stickers,
build
payback is a bear. That's all I got to say. Rob, that banner's not straight enough. It needs to be straighter, you know? We want to thank the folks at Frontier. Have that dollar-for-dollar challenge going on right
it's
now.
Wonderful. It's matched wonderful.
Matched up to $500. We want to thank them. And if you've not yet pledged, there's still time. You've got about 45 minutes to go.
And probably 40 minutes till the dance. If somebody pledges at that $365 level, we will dance.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie, clearly a lovely woman, and I'm sure she's an exceptional dancer. I wouldn't know a polka if I stepped in it, but I'm willing to.
She can break dance something fierce.
I want to see.
You know what I mean?
I'm willing to cast my cane aside and polka with her. There she's doing the wave thing. It's all good.
What are the phone numbers again? I forgot, just in case people want to pledge their support.
Well, I don't know how you could forget the phone numbers, but in fact they are 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We are going to take a quick break while I get my dancing legs in order. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, Stephanie, Rob Linton, Laura Land, a whole bunch of folks here on the longest-running computer show in the known universe. We are Soundbites right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And, and Jack clearly has had too many rum balls.
I didn't do it. At least I can't get blamed for this one.
I just got a nasty gram from a listener.
Uh-oh.
Who is taking the polka versus soundbites thing personally.
Ah, good.
Folks, this is all in fun. We all play
nice. We love the polka guys. They love us.
Ray and Al are fantastic guys.
We all go out and drink German beer together. It's not serious.
At the end of the day, we're all here for one reason. I'd read the email, but we'd probably get fined by the FCC.
Well, see, here's the thing they got to understand. This is radio, folks.
It is.
And you know what? We have fun with it. And that's why you're listening. You know, and Ray and Al, matter of fact, if you listen to the end of their show, they'll sit there and poke fun at us. Do you hear us criticizing that? No, because it's all in fun. We're all one family, Jazz 90.1.
This may come as a shock to you, but we're a lot like professional wrestling. We may beat each other up in the ring, but we all go out and drink together when it's over.
One thing cool just came in on the internet. I want to thank, and I apologize ahead of time if I'm mispronouncing the first name. I believe it's Glenn. It's spelled G-L-Y-N-N-E. G-L-Y-N-N-E.
Glenn?
Yeah, I apologize if I'm...
Well, aren't you Glenn?
Yeah. Pasadena, Texas.
God love you in Pasadena,
Texas. For supporting Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites. Loves the show, and we appreciate their support very much.
Thank you, Glenn. I suspect it's probably much, much warmer in Texas than it is here.
That's a real brave Welshman to move to Pasadena, Texas.
Yeah. Or Welsh woman.
Yeah.
True, it could be.
Yes.
What,
don't know.
I don't know what a Welsh person is called. A Welchite? A Welchian? Because they don't do vowels.
That's
don't
a good
know.
One. Maybe
no,
one.
They have too many vowels.
right. And then followed by six Y's and a Z. but thank you. Thank you so much for your generous support. This is what makes a person a member of the Soundbites family. It's real easy to do. Call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Or you've still got plenty of time to come right down to the Frontier Retail Center at Frontier Commons. What?
Come on. You've been doing this all morning. Now you're
tired. I know it. It's my attention span is, look, squirrels.
No, he's focused on dancing with you right now.
Right, exactly. It's all I can think about, Stephanie. I'm done now.
You,
the Frontier Retail Center.
Stephanie, you took him over the edge. He's... God, he's getting his moves ready.
Exactly. My moves. Right, because I'll be doing this a little later. It'll be, I got my moves.
It's move, singular.
It is singular. What happened to your, it's right there. No, it's right there in front of you.
Swapped.
All right, here's the deal. We want to thank Joe. Joe has graciously, Joe is here. Which one is Joe? Who's dead? Joe, there you are. We want to thank you so much for your generous support of Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites. He's live here at the Frontier Retail Center at Frontier Commons on Jefferson Road.
Yay! The crowd goes wild.
We can barely contain them.
Yes. Do we want to?
Luckily, Stephanie has a whip. And if you want to see that, you have to pledge at the $500 level. But
is she going to use that with you in dancing?
Oh, if only.
Can I watch?
It's going to cost you $500. What did I just say?
Huh?
Yeah, he's looking for his wallet right now.
But I got the recipe.
Yeah, that's right. He has the recipe. And don't forget, if you pledge at the 360... Look, first, we're in the middle of a dollar-for-dollar match with the folks at Frontier. Anything,
make them pay.
They're gonna make them pay. They're gonna match dollar-for-dollar up to $500.
Yep.
And if you pledge at the $365 level today, right now, two things will happen. First, Mr. Dave Enright will actually give you the exclusive Rumball recipe.
Mm-hmm. You've got one taker.
And I get to polka with Stephanie. And we're going to shoot that on film, and we're going to put that up on the website. And if you want to see that, all you have to do is pledge. It's easy to do. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or securely online at jazz901.org. And for those of you who are here, I will be picking... what am I giving away here?
A T-shirt.
We're giving away an actual Jazz 90.1 T-shirt. Look at this. I'm a Jazz 90.1 cool cat, Network Rochester, and I didn't see whatever the other thing was. So those of you who have your tickets, get ready. Hundreds of people right now are not even
on
breathing,
the edge of their
waiting
seats.
For me to do it. I'm just going to wait until a couple of them turn blue and fall over. All right, here's the number. 499-633. Hey, we already have a wiener. Excellent.
Super.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And if we can find a permanent marker, we'll sign it for you. I'm sure they have such things here somewhere in this place, and we'll sign them. There we are. Frank never is without his permanent marker, and so we'll, after the show, right. Stick around. Yeah. We'll sign that for you. And next, I'm giving away another one of these. Here, see what you're missing out by just listening on the radio? 499. They're all going to be 499. I don't even know why I bother to read it except to annoy everyone.
Just to prolong it.
634. Oh, man, the fix is clearly in.
Anybody?
634.
All right, they left. One more.
How could they have left?
So maybe I have a few extra tickets in the thing that I gave out.
That's a problem. Not a problem for me. 499. 627.
All right.
27. Okay.
Laurel Ann did it.
All right, Laurel Ann. 4996. 2-3.
All right, we're done for that.
All righty.
Who wants a shirt?
There you go. Hey!
We have a winner.
We don't actually have a T-shirt gun, but Rob has a great arm. No idea how he got that, I'm sure. But we're going to be giving away stuff right here, and we still got another, 20 minutes to do it? Half an hour to do it? So we're very excited. We want to thank everyone who has become a member of Jazz 90.1 today. We're here, as I said, at the Frontier Retail Center, Frontier Commons on Jefferson Road, and they've got pizza and cookies and candy and water bottles and earmuffs, and it's great. It's great, and we're giving away stuff, and it's just it's nice to be at a station that A, lets us out of the studio once in a while,
and we're doing it again next month.
Secondly, we're thrilled at the generosity of the folks at Frontier for opening their doors to us and letting us be in their facility today. So again, Stephanie, thank you very much. We're absolutely delighted to be here. It's a great place. And
and have them as part of our family, too, here with Jazz 90.1. I just want to point out again, though, we are going to, if you weren't able to make it down, mark your calendar now. Because on November 13th, we're going to do this again over at the Memorial Art Gallery. And they're going to have a holiday sale going on. And it's your chance to get in on it early. Because, you see, the sale doesn't start until 1. But if you folks want to, you can come down, pay your admission fee, and get in on the sale ahead of time. Kind of listen to us as the show's going on and, get a peek at what's going to be up for sale. So, it's kind of a win-win there. And like I say, mark it on your calendar, November 13th. Get your butt down there. We don't want to hear any excuses.
That's right. And all the proceeds go to support the great Jazz 90.1 family website. And the radio station as well.
Member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Right. Remember, we don't get government money of any sort at any level of government. We don't. All our money comes from you folks listening in. So we want, it is your generosity that keeps this station running. It is your generosity that keeps us on this station. And from the bottom of my heart, I truly mean this. I can't tell you how much I really appreciate each and every one of you who has dug into your pockets and given us.
Well, especially right now with Frontier money. Matching anybody that pledges, you're getting double the amount for your buck and helping us out, and we're this close to meeting our goal, folks. And you could sound bites could end it today.
That's right. And when we end it, yeah. We're done. We'll get off next week if you folks are generous enough today and throughout the week. When we come back next week, no more asking for money, no more pledge drive. We're just back to doing whatever it is we do when we're not pledging. So all you have to do is help us with that. Jim Tay, as we said, friend of the show, has told us that makeuseof.com has the very unofficial privacy guide for Facebook. So if you can find that, and Steve's going to look for it and put up a link. He also says he's got the ticket 9499623. But he's where?
Your shirt's in the mail. It's South Carolina.
He's in South Carolina, so that's probably unlikely. I don't think he was here long enough to get a ticket, so probably not going to happen. But
well, we're trying to get him back up here, him and Karen.
Right, and we have a question, actually, if I can find the page. There it is. Eddie from Greece asks us, I had a Windows update come through, and everything but 5 items were installed successfully. I dance the security tango every week. The error message I am getting states code 646, window update, encountered an unknown error. He actually said known error here, but I believe he meant unknown. Mm-hmm. Nothing's been taken off or added on my computer since updating to Windows 7. The code 646 is actually a well-known error message, actually, and what it means is...
So maybe it did mean a known error.
Maybe
it just didn't tell him what it was.
It is a known error, actually, so yes, absolutely right. What it means is what Windows actually wants you to do is turn your Windows firewall off before you do the update, and then, of course, remember to turn it back on after you do the update. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's absolutely true. If you have Windows, when you do an update, Windows firewall blocks it. How clever is that? So, yeah, absolutely. You need to make sure that you've got you've got to make sure that you've
Hawaii
got
5-0.
Yeah, the Hawaii 5-0 theme. I was going to ask her the new one or the old one. I, right. I kind of like the new one.
New one
I
know is all pretty good.
James MacArthur has passed the original Dano.
Yep. He just passed away this week.
That's right. He's in that great book in the sky now.
Yep.
The car that that the new Commander McGarrett is working on is the original car from the original series.
Yep.
And,
and the new series has Grace Park, so I'm not entirely
Grace
certain
Park,
that can
Daniel
be a bad
thing. And I like the motorcycle that he rides.
Yeah, he's got a good motorcycle.
I haven't seen the show yet.
Oh, it's
you guys
pretty
have
good.
Time on your hands. I don't.
We have a DVR.
Yeah.
That's continually
full.
Yeah, welcome to that club. Exactly.
Well, wait a minute. You should be gaining yours back, Nick. I mean, now that your daughter is...
Yeah, and that's exactly right. I still don't have time to watch the stuff I'm recording, however.
Yeah, did she allow you to erase it yet?
Allow is an interesting term, and the answer is it's gone. My daughter, now she's in college, so I've just cruelly erased all the things that she put on that she had been saving for. Because when she watches a show, she saves every episode forever.
Oh, yeah.
So I had absolutely no room. So I went, this is about a year ago, I went and I changed it all to save the last episode.
Okay.
Just the one, because she's watching them. On her TV while she's recording them on mine.
Well, that's the way it works. You know that.
Just in case you missed it.
Just in case you missed it. So and then I went and got rid of all of them. So now my DVR is only about 90% full. Instead of always like 110% full. Right.
What I found, sometimes there's too many things on and I can only record two at once. So there's the primetime on-demand channel, which is nice because that acts as a third DVR. And then you've got Hulu, and so there's a fourth DVR.
Right.
And ABC has an iPad app, so you can watch specific ABC shows.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. I actually was watching Castle the other night. So it's kind of nice to be able to catch up on this stuff on the Internet, so you don't have to rely on your DVR that much. Because sometimes my wife is in the living room watching the DVR, and I can't watch my stuff.
Yeah.
And she's got the whole last year's season of So You Think You Can Dance. And she keeps saying she's going to put it on to VHS and so she can delete it from the DVR. And I think that'll happen about the time your wife puts the coffee list.
Yeah, exactly. On the web. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I did email her.
She sent you the list. That's not the web.
No. Wait a minute.
Do you know the difference between web and email? Because there is one.
Yes. Okay. Let me follow. No, I did a follow-up with that.
Oh, excellent.
I don't know if you got the text message.
I did actually, yes.
I asked her, I said, you know what? I've got a few other folks. Tay is one of them down in South Carolina. I says, throw that, that page would really look good up on the webpage so folks could sit there and see what you have to offer because she's got a lot of great coffees there.
She's got a lot of great coffees. This is the Flower City Coffee Company at the public market. And she's doing the public market, but she's not doing web stuff yet. I can tell her she has to.
Well, I can tell her. I simply asked her to put up the different brands that she has.
Yep. I want to take the opportunity to thank Mark, who pledged online during Soundbites. Mark, we thank you very much for your support. And I was trying to easily see where he's from, but unfortunately, let's see. Oh, I'm sorry. Pittsford. Mark from Pittsford. So thank you very much for your pledge, and thank you very much. And
becoming a family member here at Jazz 90.1.
A family member?
He's a
newest family member. Yes, that is correct. Yeah. No, we appreciate it. He pledged during sound bites. We still have that dollar for dollar challenge going on.
God bless.
By Frontier, yep. And we thank them very much, Stephanie and her folks, for supporting Jazz 90.1. Every dollar raised will be matched up to $500 between now and 2 o'clock. So if you've not yet pledged, you can go online to jazz901.org, or you can pledge in person here at Frontier, or you can pledge by phone, 966-5299.
And again, help
or
us.
Or
1-800-790-0415.
Very good.
You don't have those memorized?
I do, but I wanted you to say it because you stopped right in the middle, for Pete's sake. It's just it was phone numbers interrupt us, and we didn't want that.
And
we
could actually
finish.
Maybe beat the polka dots this week.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
I mean, that would be phenomenal.
They actually gave us a nice plug at the end of their show.
They always do. They're wonderful guys.
See, wonderful guys.
You know, we're one Alan big Ray, family here, folks, you know, and the variety of programming you get. I mean, you've got us. After us is the German show.
Right.
With George and Nat. I mean, there are so many different Latin shows, and it's just not strictly jazz. I mean, there is a wide variety that Rob has been putting up here along bringing us. Heck, we're the only talk show, I think, in this type of format.
Am I reading this right? B.B. King is coming to town at Jazz? Sponsored in part by Jazz?
It's an event that we advertise. Right on our website. Right, so B.B. King is coming to town.
Yeah, and the live concerts that they do have come up every month, you know, right there in the studio, Rob has put together a whole list of throughout,
Nothing beats live radio. I don't care what anybody says, nothing beats it. Look at this. People are still coming in. We are, of course, at the Frontier Retail Center at Frontier Plaza on Jefferson Road and Frontier Commons on Jefferson Road. And folks are coming in to take advantage of the sheer generosity of the folks at Frontier who opened up their store and their hearts to us. And we have the pizza from the doctor, and we have
great
coffee.
And,
down here. It's all good down here, and our listeners are here. Look at those eager, happy, smiling. They're just waiting for the next raffle.
Been giving away all kinds of
chachis. Yeah, they're like, shut up and raffle something.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all thrilled. And, of course, you can join in the fun. Of course, like I just said, we're at the Frontier Retail Center in Frontier Commons on Jefferson Road. You can call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Outside the 585 area code, it's toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And every single
15 minutes.
Right. For the next 15 minutes, we still have the dollar for dollar. No, 20 minutes. We still have the dollar for dollar match. From the generous folks at Frontier, up to $500 is matched entirely. So your money gets doubled. We will double your money when you pledge. You don't get that offer everywhere, but you get it right here. We're going to take a quick break, but we will be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, Laurel Ann, Stephanie, all of the fans that are here at the Frontier Data Center. It's Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 43 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. They're still coming in. We're, of course, at the Frontier Retail Center at Frontier Commons on Jefferson Road. Folks are we're having a party down here, clearly. There's food and drink, non-alcoholic, mostly coffee. And lots of other interesting things going on. We've had giveaways. We've still got tchotchkes to hand out. It's just been delightful down here. We want to thank all of our loyal listeners who showed up. It was great. And of course, we still are in the middle of that dollar for dollar membership matching pledge. The folks at Frontier have been, I'm sorry, go ahead.
They could literally put us over. Our listeners right now could literally put us over beating the polka dots.
That's exactly right. And we want to thank everybody who's done it, including Robert from Scottsville, who is our newest member. He has pledged. Thank you so much. And, of course, we are in the middle of that dollar-for-dollar match. Everything up to $500 is being matched dollar-for-dollar by the generous folks at
Frontier. I mean, we caught Stephanie in a good mood.
And if we have somebody who has pledged $365 or more, she and I are going to polka.
With
I'll
the whip?
Throw my cane away. No, the whip is for a $500 membership. Well, I will throw my cane away and
come
we
on,
will
somebody
polka.
Do $500.
Somebody's
going
to have to. Rob's going to sing the polka music, and we're going to polka. I don't have a. I don't have a.
No,
clue
not dollar polka, dance, Rob.
You do and you'll lead. Stephanie's going to lead because I. We'll figure it out together. It's going to be a moment of terpsichore unlike any you've seen.
I've got a couple of polkas on my computer.
Excellent. Thanks for helping.
You brother, you poker.
I could take this input jack and turn it into an output jack and pump it over the radio.
There you go.
Wait a minute. I think the station might have some polka music there.
You think they might?
I think Ray takes it home every week.
No, there's no. See, that's the other thing.
Jack, I hope you're going to get polka music right now because I'm hoping we'll actually have that happen and we'll be
the library that
Stephanie
they have
and I'll
there.
Be dancing.
You know, I mean the vinyl and everything else. There is quite a wide variety of music that, you know, I'm just starting to get into it. I mean, I've been doing Thursday. I'm getting back into doing Thursday nights every other week with Laurel Ann, and the variety of music that, you know, before I, you know, I was into a lot of different music, but coming to Jazz 90.1, it was like, wow, some great artists. I mean, I hung out the whole week at the Jazz Fest with Rob, and it was a blast. The variety of music that's out there. And you know what? You folks can hear it 24/7 here at member-supported Jazz 90.1.
We want to mention to folks, too, that, you know, we are at the tail end of our membership campaign. So if folks have not yet made that pledge of support, we invite you to either come down and do so in person. We'll be here for about another 15, 20 minutes here at the Frontier Retail Center. And if you're not able to make it down today, of course, you can pledge online anytime securely at jazz901.org or call 966-5299. Want to thank everybody that's come down and pledged in person today, people that have pledged over the phone, online, and everybody that's supported the show so far. Both during our membership campaign we're in now and since day one when you guys came to the station. You've been with us about a year and
yep,
a couple of months
a
now.
Yep.
And that shows us that people enjoy the programming.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's through you supporters that, you know, hopefully we'll be able to shorten this up quite a bit. It would be nice to walk into the studio next week or get an email from Rob saying, you know what, you guys did it. That would be a cool email.
That
would
be very cool. We need to get over the top. We need to do it soon. This station needs to get back to the job of giving you great programming, great jazz, great talk shows, great additional stuff. And we really, that happens when we finish this pledge drive, which we're in the process of doing. We have a renewing member, Donald from Hilton. Donval from Hilton, thank you very much. We appreciate it. He has a generous membership. He's a renewing member, so he was already a member of the Jazz 90.1 family. Now not just a member, but a member in even better standing. So thank you very much.
And you know what, folks? There is no wrong amount. Whether you folks can just, you know, do a dollar right now or $1,000. Anywhere in between is the right amount. And you know what? If you can't say you want to pledge it, say $100, but you know right now you just can't do it. Well, you know they can help spread it over time. It's one of the few places that'll sit there and work with you, because you know if you're that dedicated to supporting member-supported Jazz 90.1, Jazz 90.1 will go the extra mile and spread those payments out whichever is convenient for you. So you know it's not your typical radio station. Well, here you got to pay this, and we'll hit your credit card. No, they kick it up a notch. They literally want you to become a member, but also not to put a strain on you either.
That's
so,
right.
You know, it's a win-win situation all the way around, and you get to listen to us each week because we don't get paid for this, folks. And you literally got over 100 years experience sitting at this desk right now between the three of us and doing this for 22 years.
100 years of experience. We don't remember most of it, but we went through it.
Well, if we did, then we wouldn't.
We're going to take a minute and put Stephanie on the spot. She just sat down, so we're going to make her get back up.
Yay!
And want to take a minute to talk to Stephanie a little bit about Frontier and where folks can find out more information about the services you guys have.
Oh, definitely on our website at frontier.com. We have a ton of services, and Frontier, I mean, the most important thing about Frontier is we have a local engagement policy, and we like to give back to the community. So the partnership with Jazz 90.1 is perfect for us because this is member-supported radio, and it really makes a lot of sense for us to support your organization. So.
And the most important thing is that they opened up their space for us today and let us come in and take over as
yeah.
well. And they issued that dollar-for-dollar match.
They
which
might
we
not
have
after
hit.
This.
We've hit the dollar-for-dollar
dollar
match.
Dollar
thank
match.
You all of and you members.
Stephanie,
yeah.
thank you so much.
Stephanie,
for
thank
that.
You. It's an extra $500 from the folks at Frontier due to your generosity. So thank you all very
kicking
much.
It up
and
a
thank
match,
you,
folks.
Stephanie.
So, Stephanie, can you polka?
I just learned like 3 weeks ago how to polka.
You got BB'd by 3 weeks. And I am sorry to tell you this, Stephanie, but we will be polkaing.
The second that I said the challenge, I knew what was going to happen. So I'm more than prepared.
All right. Sweet. It looks like it's time.
We're going to roll out the barrel. Steve, did you have polka music?
We need to move the camera. And it looks like everybody's getting their cameras out to take pictures of this.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't probably be good. We don't have any polka music, though, but that's okay. We can, like, sing Roll Out the Barrel Polka or something like that, couldn't we? Or
wait
Beer
minute,
Barrel Polka?
You're going to do the singing.
Don't you think Jack can find something there in the studio?
I just got an email from Jack Mindy, said we have a couple more folks to thank. First of all, David has called in and said that he already pledged $365. He's adding $100 onto that pledge, part of the challenge today, for a total of $465. Thank you, David.
Thank you very much.
Williamson, absolutely. Keith from Williamson pledged at the $90.10 level. Thank you, Keith. Gary from Rochester pledged at the $100 level as well. We've got Joseph, who just pledged his financial support as well, and I believe Joseph is from Rochester. We'll be able to tell you that momentarily. And a lot of great thank you gifts available as well when you pledge your financial support to Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites. This is going to be priceless, by the way.
Now,
will be priceless.
Now, folks, if you don't...
want to thank Joseph from Bergen for his pledge of support as well. All right, so how are we going to do this without music?
We're going to sing the Beer Barrel Polka.
I'm not singing anything.
Well,
Laura Land can sing, can't she?
Well, folks, if you don't know already, you can go to the Jazz 90.1 website and actually see the stream of the... We are recording this so you can have this up on the web, but they are poking. Even though without the music...
Poor Stephanie's like, oh gosh, help us now. Oh,
and
no.
She invited us down here for what?
Oh, yeah, there we go. They just polka'd.
Thank you very much.
Very nice.
We will have that up on the web for you folks later on if you missed it on the podcast.
We will have it on the web? That's right. That was great. Now, Stephanie, if your bosses only knew how you were spending your Saturday today... But seriously, we want to thank everybody who's pledged their support. Folks, we are almost at the end of this membership campaign, and we'll get there. And we get there every year because of your support. And that's the only way shows like Soundbites are able to stay on the air. Nick, you okay?
I need the name of whoever pledged $365. Both to thank them for letting me dance with Stephanie, which was a joy, and to hate them forever for making me dance.
You're going to have to go home and take a nap now.
I'm going to have to go home and take two naps now. This was great. We truly do thank each and every one of you. I hate to get maudlin about it, but I can't tell you how much it means to me personally that you folks...
they care about us.
Care about us and take the time out to do this. And we want to thank all of you for your generosity. I know you don't have to do this, and you do it, and I can't tell you how much it means to us. Thank you.
I want to thank a couple other folks who have made today possible. First of all, Stephanie, of course, from Frontier for having us down.
Who's the hell of an answer?
Thank you.
Also, want to thank all the folks that have come down today, and also Jack Mindy, who's given up a portion of his Saturday to come in and produce the show from our studios today.
Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
Absolutely. And Laura Land Romeo as well for getting things together behind the scenes, always doing a heck of a job. And this video, maybe we should charge for it. You know
Here's
what I'm saying?
An idea, Ned.
We'll raise some funds that way.
There you go. We'll, get you
we'll send
that.
It free to whoever sent in the 365, and yeah. everybody else has to pay for it.
Yeah, that would work. I mean, you know, again, getting us closer to this goal. And, you know, it would, like I say, really be great if we could get that email from Rob this week saying, you know what? You guys can just go back doing your regular show.
That'd be great.
And I mean, not that we don't enjoy doing this, because we know we've got a lot of good listeners out there, and you folks have been proving it already. I mean, we've already gotten the matching dollars from Frontier. So, again, that just shows you the amount of support that we can come down here, and Stephanie puts us up thinking, oh, okay, see what happens. And guess what? You guys did it.
You guys did it, and I can't tell you how proud I am of each and every one of you for doing that for us. But luckily, I don't have to now, because we're apparently at the end of the show.
And I hate to end on a sad note, but I would like to send our condolences to the Francesco family who lost their matriarch, Rose Francesco, this week.
Thank you very much. That was that was hard. All right, we're done for another week. I want to thank each and every one of you who pledged your support and your membership to Jazz 90.1. I want to thank Stephanie for being a hell of a lead in dancing. She's a great dancer. I want to both thank and hate whoever actually pledged their $65. We'll be back next week, so thank you all very much. For Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, Laura Land, Stephanie, and all the folks here at Frontier, thank you so much for listening. We are the longest-running computer show in the known universe, and now apparently also the longest-dancing computer show in the known universe. Soundbites right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Thanks so much for listening.